Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I'm your host, Rachel Ballinger, and I'm here with the beautiful Gwen Ballinger, my mother. Say hi.
Hi.
And in the room stalking us today is my cousin, Andrew. Say hi, Andrew.
Hey.
There you go.
Oh, we wanted to laugh.
There it is. Today's episode is brought to you by all the presents my mom brought me today for the P.O. Box opening video that's actually released today on my vlog channel. So you guys can watch that. Mom, happy Eggs Benedict Day.
Yum.
It is National Eggs Benedict Day.
Okay.
It is also National Wear Your Pajamas to Work Day.
That one I like better.
It's also National Teach Your Daughter to Volunteer Day. I researched. I did not find a National Teach Your Son to Volunteer Day.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know what's happening.
Wait, teacher to daughter to
teach
volunteer?
Your daughter.
Oh, to teach
volunteer.
Your daughter to volunteer.
What do you think I was saying?
Teacher daughter volunteer.
So, oh, teacher daughter. Oh, okay, like two
yes.
human beings. No,
yes,
teach
yes.
your daughter to volunteer.
Oh, no. Boys should learn too.
I know, but. Well, yes, teach everyone to volunteer.
Yes.
Teach your children.
Yes.
Did you teach me to volunteer?
Yes.
No.
Volunteer to wash those dishes.
Yeah, volunteer in my own households. Mom, what do you have on your tray today? You just
I have my phone and chapstick. That's a new addition.
Ooh.
I have the bit of the chopped lips.
What flavor?
One I will do. Key lime.
What? That's the only one you will do?
I cannot stand chapstick, but key lime, I love.
Do you like key lime pie normally?
No.
This is very strange.
But I like this.
I have lipstick on, I would taste it.
You want to smell it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for smelling for me. You made me sound like I did a nasty smell with snot in my nose.
Well, that's what I forgot. Kleenex. And Altoids, and my glasses, and my iced tea.
Oh my goodness. I don't have Kleenex in here. I never blow my nose. I just pick it.
Okay. I'll use my sleeve.
All right. For the news, Mom, do you know what Coachella is?
I do. It's a music thing out in a field somewhere. Like Woodstock.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. Well, it's the first weekend has ended.
Yes.
And there hasn't been much news.
There's news about Coachella.
Tell me.
Kardashians were there. And the little boy sang you told me about.
Yes. Did you ever, so people were asking if you ever saw him sing, the yodeling boy.
No.
He never did. Well, he did perform, and he also met Justin Bieber.
Ooh!
I watched that video. I could tell Justin Bieber was trying so hard to have a conversation with the kid, and the kid is just not used to it yet. He just entered this world, and Justin Bieber was just, it was just like pulling, just to get the words out of the kid, but I thought he did well talking with him. The yodeling kid performed, and then, apparently, Beyonce's people asked the media not to post unflattering fan photos from Coachella. Because you know how, like, people...
Of her.
So, like, people will take pictures of Beyonce and sell it to the media or post it and the media steals it, but they're unflattering photos. It's fuzzy you take on an iPhone.
Mm.
Her people have asked the media not to use those photos and only use professional, good-looking ones.
Well,
What do you feel? Because I have a thing to say, but okay. I want to see what you feel first.
What is flattering? To her or to everybody else? Or, well, I mean, one man's flatter is another lady's not. I don't know.
Well, you know, there's a difference between a photo from an iPhone 4 and, like, a nice Canon.
No, I get that.
And you also, guys... there's ones that, you know how paparazzi can post really ugly ones or really nice ones.
Yes.
Like, you're making a face or you're not, or your butt looks a little weird in that position.
Or your wrinkles show up.
Or you're not Photoshopped. So she's asking people to not post those unflattering photos.
Okay, you sure those are the best, but okay.
Yes. And I will say, people are going to post them.
Yes.
Especially since she said that.
More so now.
But I understand, because I have been on, like, when you're on a stage.
Yes.
You're up high.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's taking photos from down low.
Yes.
Those angles aren't good for anybody.
They're good for a laugh.
But when you are Queen Bee trying to, you know, you put on, you okay. are the thing.
Yes.
You don't want those photos. But that angle, man. Because there are the people in the front rows of Colleen's shows. When I get a picture, I'm like, oh, what is happening? And I have to remember that they're not below me. But the angle is...
Yes.
Very unflattering. So I understand her desire.
But you can't control what other people do in post.
And yes, and especially since she has said it, it is the internet. And they do the opposite of what you ask.
Exactly.
So that's why when I don't want the internet to do something, I just don't mention it.
Right.
Except the whole typo thing. Don't point out my typos.
Right.
All right. So those are the only things of Coachella I've really heard. Mm-hmm. I know people are there.
Right.
People are trying to make headlines out of things.
I saw Moose the dog looked like he was there, but he really wasn't.
No. Our family doesn't go.
No, we don't do that.
I'd rather not.
No.
All right. This isn't internet related. Coachella isn't internet, but I guess it's the only reason you go is for social media purposes. Yeah. So this happened, I think yesterday or the day before. Two black men were arrested at Starbucks sitting there.
They were waiting for a friend, and they asked to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
He said it's only for paying customers. They were very rude.
The Starbucks? Oh, yes. I was like, wait a second, Mom.
That one caught my eye, and I read it, and I'm like, oh, come on.
I watched the video of them getting arrested. The guys were not hostile. They were just, they didn't even say anything. They just put their hands behind their back.
The guy they were meeting was more hostile than they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And so that was insane. And of course, Starbucks issued an apology that was saying something without actually saying anything at all.
I will say those two men need to have free Starbucks for life.
I love it. I believe it.
Go for it. Starbucks, are you listening?
If they ever want to step foot in a Starbucks again.
Right.
So, hey, Coffee Bean, here's your chance to get some promo. You offer those men free coffee for life. And then they just win. My mom stuck an Altoid in her mouth just now.
I'm very close to this microphone, so...
It's okay. Oh, see, you know what? It does make it in case we switch microphones. Mine won't smell next time if your breath smells nice this time.
Exactly. Did yours smell bad one time that I used it?
No.
No, because I always have a mint in my mouth.
I mean, they might smell bad because I'm always drinking coffee while doing this.
Coffee breath smells good.
Does it?
If you not
Andrew's shaking
drinker.
His head. No, like you're crazy.
Oh.
Do you like coffee breath?
It's better than other breath I've smelt.
Oh, I mean, that is the thing. All right, Instagram news. Instagram now has a focus feature. Do you know on, like, really nice iPhones how they have a portrait feature? You don't.
No.
So what it is, it's the portrait feature on an iPhone makes you in focus and everything around you blurry.
Ooh.
It's just a portrait of just you. Nothing else is in focus.
Beyonce.
Well, now, Instagram, if you take a photo with your front camera on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Matt is using an air compressor. I'm sorry if you can hear that. Welcome to my house. If you take a photo with Instagram,
mm-hmm.
with front camera, they have a focus feature, which is basically the portrait feature of an iPhone. So that's their new thing.
So I already have this on my iPhone, but I don't know about it?
Well, what iPhone do you have?
6 Plus.
You do not have it. It's only on, like, the X.
Okay, is it going to work on Instagram since I don't have the X?
So Instagram is realizing everyone wants that feature from iPhone,
mm-hmm.
and they're putting it in their own app.
So the filter?
It's not a filter. It's like, I guess it's kind of, it's while you take the photo.
But they haven't done it yet, right?
Yeah, they have.
Oh.
I know, I too want to try it right now, but it's a visual thing, and
yes,
we're on a podcast. So we can play with that later.
We definitely will.
All right, something I found that I think relates to all people that do social media things. New study finds that people who stay up late and have to drag themselves out of bed are likelier to die younger than those who rise and set with the sun. Andrew raised his hand. I think all of us are going to do this. We're just going to die younger than those who go to sleep when the sun goes down and wakes up when the sun comes up.
Well, I'm stuck on what you said. Everyone who drags themselves out of bed. Who doesn't drag themselves out of bed?
Apparently those who go to sleep and rise with the sun.
I do not believe this.
I mean, we should try
it. We are just not morning people.
No. So we're going to die younger, apparently. But I feel like everyone, the sun goes down, you go on your phone. I mean, you're not falling asleep immediately, no matter what.
All right.
And you're just hanging out in bed.
Yeah.
I mean, who are the, it's like, what?
Farmers.
They've got a different lifestyle.
They do.
Maybe it's their lifestyle.
Maybe they're working hard.
Yeah, I don't know if it's necessarily rising and falling with the sun. I think it might be all that fresh air they're getting or something.
Perhaps.
Well, we're going to die young. It's okay. Facebook has banned white nationalist Richard Spencer's Facebook page. So Facebook is going on Mark Zuckerberg had a thing in front of Congress and he said that they won't tolerate hate groups anymore.
Good.
So all their hate group things on Facebook are get deleted.
Delete.
I'm just saying good. That's all I have to say.
Block, delete.
Now here's a gross fact of the day.
Uh-oh.
Hand blow dryers actually spread germs and are worse for you than a towel.
I believe it.
Because they suck in the toilet air and blow it onto your hands.
I thought you were going to say if people don't wash their hands thoroughly or use soap, so then all those germs are being blown out into the air.
No, it sucks because it has to suck in to blow
out.
It sucks in all the nastiness.
Oh.
And there was a thing that's saying, bathrooms without hair dryers only have 6 pathogens compared to 254 in the bathrooms with hand dryers.
I'm going to have to wear my N15 mask in all public bathrooms now.
You just have a mask that you wear?
Yes, I will wear it.
You just wear a mask around?
No, it's in the car for the ash we had for the fire.
You just still have it? The fire's been out for months.
You never know.
Just in case fire just pops up, you just throw your mask on. Yeah, so if you see those hand dryers, don't use them. You're better not washing your hands at that point.
Okay, but you're still breathing in, so you shouldn't even walk into those bathrooms.
True.
Because if that thing's blowing and you're walking past it,
it's getting on you.
You're breathing all that poop air.
I've always hated those hand dryers because it takes forever to dry your hands.
And it's loud.
And it's loud. And it's just, and you just sit there and
you end
just
up wiping them on your pants anyway.
Yes.
And then your pants are wet.
I never use them. I hate them.
So now you have poop air on your pants and
but now
else.
You have a reason to not wash your hands.
I didn't need one.
We just don't wash our hands in our family. It takes too long. We're talking about pee on our hands. Do you pee on your hands?
No, I never pee on my
Sometimes hands. I get a dribble. If I'm going too fast and I'm wiping and I wasn't done peeing, I will wash my hands then.
Okay.
Or if there's a bunch of people in the bathroom and I don't want to get judged, because I have been judged.
True.
Okay, Mom. I have a game for today.
Yes!
Unless you have anything to add to the news segment of this.
Well, I don't know if it's news. It's just FYI.
Oh,
is that news?
Tell me that FYI. It's for my information.
I just found a bird. It's called a Taylor bird. And the reason it's called a Taylor bird is because...
Wait, did you find it in your yard or in a book? Or on the line?
On the line.
On the line, okay.
On the internet line. I wasn't looking. It was just there.
Okay. Oh.
And it actually sews a leaf together. And then it lays... It makes a nest in that leaf. It makes like a pouch out
it
of the leaf.
It sews its nest?
It actually takes its beak and pokes a hole in one side and through the other. And I think it was taking...
What does it sew it with? What's its thread?
Like a thin branch or something like that. Like a little cord type thing. But from nature, obviously.
Okay, yeah. He's not going to Michael's Crafts and picking
it up. People, look it up. A Taylor bird. It was fascinating. Watching
this is
bird.
Quite weird. Where is it located in the
I
world?
I don't know. It's on YouTube. That's where it is.
Okay. So, if you want to go find it in the wild, go on YouTube.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Creatures are fascinating.
Okay. All right. Game time, or do you have any more FYIs?
I have a question. You know how people send in questions? I had the same question.
Okay, let's ask this question right now. You have the same question.
Statement. You need to bring back... Learning
no!
Sundays.
Oh
yes.
My God.
Everyone rally behind me for that. Once
Mom,
a month.
I'm out of things to teach.
Once a month.
I'm not that smart.
You are very intelligent.
I did it for a year.
Okay, well, maybe those people have grown up and now you have new people that need to know.
I don't have anything else to teach. What do you want me to teach? Exactly.
How to pay a bill. How to write a check.
I already did how to write a check.
Oh, you did. Seriously, you're redoing your house. How to put it
No one cares about this.
Oh, people will.
See, that's the thing is my demographic doesn't care about that.
You know, you need to reach beyond your demographic.
I still want people to watch my videos, though.
Oh.
I can't saturate
Andrew,
my channel.
Help out your aunt here.
I agree.
Thank you.
I condone learning in any capacity.
Yes, learning is great. I'm out of things to teach, though.
I disagree. I disagree.
Okay.
I will say this, though. If there's things you don't know, doing Learning Sundays enables you to learn
yes,
about the things you know.
Yes, but I did that, and people got mad at me because I wasn't doing them right. There was a few things, like CPR. People were like, no. People started fighting me.
Oh.
And so I was like...
Keep in mind, it's the internet. They're
going
to fight you regardless.
I know that. But I was like, well, if I'm teaching things wrong, because I learned it 30 minutes before filming this video, then I don't want to put false information out there.
All right. I'm going to be watching your life for the next few months, and I'm going to see things that you're doing... That people would benefit being taught that you're doing.
Okay, fine. Okay. But people will do things that are like, well, teach us how to not procrastinate. That is such a broad thing.
That is.
And it is tailored. Oh, my dog's here. My dog just walked in. Hi, Blaze. There's no handle on my door because I just installed a new door.
See? How to install a door.
No one cares about that.
Your dad can learn it.
My demographic is not 50-some-year-old men. I mean, I'm sure there's a few of you out there. Heyo.
Hey, there's a lot of people who need to learn how to hang a door.
Okay. That's not a video anyone wants
that's
to see.
All the things
also,
I
guessed.
Okay. You could do that's entertaining. See, it's entertaining when you do those kind of things. I'm gonna hang a door and there we go. Okay. And show.
You know, I saw that question and I did not put it in this podcast.
Well, I brought it up for
you. You can't, because anything people have said, well, what about this? It's so broad, and it pertains to individual people.
How do you set up mics for a podcast?
No one cares!
Who knows?
I still don't think I'm doing it right.
Okay.
And it also depends on the equipment you have.
This discussion is not over. For a later time.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
If you think of a valid one, I will do one.
I have. How to use a hammer.
How do you... You hit it. You hit things.
No.
That is a very... Come on. If you can't figure out a hammer, my dog can figure out a hammer.
It doesn't have to be one thing. You can have a couple of things in each little...
We've agreed. The only thing still in my tool belt here is my tool belt. And no one cares about that.
Teach you how to play, like, poker or card
games. I don't know how to play poker.
You learn.
That is difficult.
I know all of this.
See, that's another thing, is I don't want to have to sit and learn something. We are going past this topic.
You're going to do Learning Sundays, but it's just in your videos where you're making cupcakes or you're baking all those fun things.
That should satisfy y'all greedy.
I know, that's
y'all
true.
Greedy.
I'm thinking about that.
There you go.
I still want them back, but that kind of does it.
I put little nuggets of knowledge whenever
you
I
do.
Can. If I have a nugget of knowledge, I share it.
You do.
So, deal with it. And there are people that are asking for things that I've already done videos on, Mom. So, just go back and rewatch things and learn that way.
I think I should.
All right, we are moving to the game segment. Mom, this is called Angry Word, where
you have
to say these words angrily.
Okay.
Also, that word's weird. We're going to do the natural, just off the bat, bubble. So,
bubble! How's that?
That was fantastic.
Okay.
Befuddle.
Oh, befuddle!
She has to get into this whole mode. All right. Booby.
Booby!
You're screaming.
You told me to be angry.
Bunghole.
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 Oh, I'm not going to say that.
You act as the game. Bunghole.
What is a bunghole?
I don't know, Andrew.
It's a butthole.
That's a butthole. you say butthole.
Bottom.
Bunghole, it's the game.
Bunghole.
There you go. All right, last one.
Mm-hmm.
Flippery.
How come you're not saying them?
Do you need me to say them?
Say flippery.
Flippery. Flippery. We get in this really deep.
We do.
Like announcing
well,
a movie.
Well, how do you sound angry when you're flippery?
Flippery.
That doesn't work. So you say low, say it high.
Flippery.
See, that just sounds funny.
But we say this like movie thing, like coming soon to theaters near you. Yes. Flippery.
It's an announcement.
Those are good words. I like those words. All right. Now we're gonna do a tongue twister. We haven't done one on the podcast.
Don't make me say a bad word.
I'm not. Okay. See, I was looking through them, and my thing with tongue twisters is they're so long that I just can't remember what's next.
Well, if it's written out, then you just read it.
But then reading it still, because I'm not that good at reading, I'll mess up my reading more than I mess up my tongue. So it becomes a reading challenge more than a tongue twister.
Okay. I have more of a remembering problem than a reading problem, so here we go.
So both of just...
We are a mess.
So this one is little. This one is... I found a short one. Okay. It doesn't make any sense, though. That's another thing, is none of them... Why would Peter Piper pick a peck of pickles on a pippa-nappa-doopa-ted pebble road? Why would he do it?
Hungry. Go. What
That's
is
That's another
it?
Thing that don't make sense. Quizzical kid... I can't even friggin' say it. Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick.
Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick.
Okay, you have to say it multiple times quickly.
Oh, I'll never remember. Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick. Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick. I can't do it.
Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick. They don't make sense. That's the thing in my... They don't... Like, why would you remember that?
I wouldn't,
Andrew,
clearly.
Andrew, I want you to try and say it. Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick.
Quizzical quiz. Kiss me quick. I almost got it.
Almost. That was good, though.
That's why I think Toy Boat is so popular. It's not actually that hard if you practice it. But it's people can remember Toy Boat. Yeah. That's very short, to the point.
She sells seashells by the seashore is pretty short.
But she sells seashells down by the seashore is actually a shortened version of a huge one.
Mm-hmm. Peter Piper pick a pebble.
That
one is longer as well.
Yeah, they're all longer. Who is sitting here coming up with these things? Music teachers?
Probably like the 0.01% that can actually do it.
Think it's funny.
I think it's funny and just like, I'm better than you.
They just put a bunch of P's in a word or a bunch of quizzical quiz, kiss me quick.
Don't actors or singers?
Alliteration snobs.
Actors and singers do it. Yeah.
So that they pronunciate and get all their words out.
But guys, I wish you could see my mom when she says things. She put her fingers by her face and like crawled them like a spider as she said things. Pronunciation. Quizzical quiz, kiss me quick. Say it.
Quizzical.
She couldn't get the She couldn't get the first word out. Jeez Louise. Okay. Do you have any tongue twisters, Mom?
No, but they're not tongue twisters, but they were in a tongue twister book when I was a kid.
Well, then wouldn't they be tongue twisters?
Yeah, but, okay. Did you ever, ever, ever in your leaf, life, loaf, see the devil, 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 kiss my weef, wife, loaf? No, I never, never, never in my leaf, life, loaf, see the devil, 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 kiss my weef, wife, loaf. See?
Those weren't words.
That's pretty quick, though.
Because I read it 47,000 times when I was like
eight. Wait, those weren't words.
I know, but... It was in a tongue twister book.
That's what I'm doing, like, weef, wife, wolf, weef, woof, woof, weef, 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 woof, weef, weef, waff, woof, weefy. That's not that. We just did the same thing.
But I'm just telling you what I read.
All right, well.
All right.
On to the question portion, and the questions I had skipped were asking me about learning Sundays, which you just brought that right in, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
She almost dropped her Altoid out of her mouth. She put it in and it almost fell out.
Because I was putting it in Cecily.
All right. Cecily?
Cecily.
Cecily, that's a word.
That's a word.
Okay, I think this person, Camille? Yeah. Did your mom finally watch The Yodeling Kid? You said no, right?
No, I've been a little busy. I got to watch the grandkids overnight and
oh, that's better than The Yodeling Kid.
And yes.
Not that he isn't talented, but watching those children is better. All right. Michaela says, how often do you check your P.O. box? And this is a question for my mother because she checks it for me because it's in Santa Barbara.
I check it now twice a week.
Twice a week. All right. And remember, we're doing the P.O. box opening video. I'm hoping to get it out Monday today.
Yes.
For this thing. Yes.
We must.
We must. We must.
We must.
We must improve our bust. The bigger, the better, the tighter, the sweater, the boys are depending on us.
Yes.
The worst.
What?
It is a song.
Every girl knows that song.
From where?
Junior high.
We didn't sing. I learned it from my mother. Great.
Junior high.
We didn't say this in junior high.
I did.
It's a song saying we have to work out to get our boobs bigger, so our sweaters are tighter.
I just don't understand.
Come on, it was the 50s and 60s.
Yeah, very gross time.
Yes, it was.
I never get when people see pictures of those times of like a man and a woman holding hands. Like, why don't we have that now? And I'm like, girl, you know how sexist and racist everyone was back then? You don't want that. Anyway, yeah, that's a terrible song we shouldn't sing.
No, we shouldn't. Erase. Can you delete that?
I mean, but come on, Fensta. Gotta keep it real, Mom.
I forgot what that meant.
Your fake Instagram where you post like your real photos and not your themed photos. All right. I don't know how to say this name. Kiran? Sure. Is your mic turned off? No, our mics are on today. We double checked before we started. The mics are on. I mean, I'm sure I'm louder than my mother, so it's the normal thing.
And she's like a foot or 2 feet away from the microphone. I just screamed. And I'm like almost on top of it.
I can't help it, Mom. I just screamed. Who did I get that from? Was it just being the last child where I had to scream in order to get heard?
Lovely.
You and I are the loudest of each other.
Yeah, and we're the youngest kids.
Yeah.
Colleen's pretty loud.
And then that made me have to be louder.
True.
I mean, she's the third child, so, like, she had to be loud, too. I don't know. Because I just scream.
That's okay. You're heard.
It took me a long time to learn just to have a normal voice. I had to think about it. All right. Lydia says... Did you know drive your tractor to school day is an actual thing?
That's awesome. Everyone should have a tractor.
I thought that maybe you would know that because your family is in the, what is it, the Midwest? What did we call Kansas?
Yes, what that is it? The Midwest.
Okay.
But not everyone in the Midwest lives on farms, sweetheart.
Yes?
No, they don't. They have big cities and do other jobs.
But what? Your family lives on a farm. What are you talking about?
No, not anymore. My grandfather had 80 acres.
Yeah.
But nobody.
Farm. Your family.
Yeah.
So that's a farm. My statement stands correct.
Lived. Lived on a farm.
Do they not still have that house where I rode the gator?
No, that's not a farm.
That's a farm? What are you talking about?
That's Aunt Betty's house.
That's a farm. Yeah.
That's not a farm.
Andrew's agreeing with me. That is a farm.
She has
soil.
They had crops. It was large. They owned a tractor. How is that not a farm?
Okay.
What is your definition of a farm?
Poppy's farm.
It wasn't a large farm. Right.
But it was a farm nonetheless.
Yeah.
It wasn't
a garden.
It
wasn't a farm. It had a garden.
That's a really big garden.
A garden the size of a farm?
An acre garden.
Okay. A garden is like a planter box.
It's bigger than the gardens in like New York City.
Yeah. It was a farm, so I thought maybe because your family lives on farms, you would have heard of this, but you hadn't?
No, but I think everyone should be able to drive their tractor to school. That would be fun.
I mean, I don't think it would work. I mean, I guess people that live in cities don't own tractors.
No.
But I know there would be that one kid that bought a tractor just to drive it to his school that doesn't fit a tractor. How does the parking lot look that day? Because tractors are much bigger than cars.
Take up 2 spots.
But then you'd run out of spots, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Are tractors street legal?
Yeah, they're street legal. You have to just...
drive slow on the side.
Yeah. Haven't you seen them in Santa Barbara?
On the freeway.
Like when you drive past
Very
Lane
rarely.
Farms?
I always think they're driving legally.
Yeah. Oh, my dog just like threw up outside the door. I hear my dad. Oh my God. All right. And then Gabby wants to know what inspired you to do a podcast. So this is for me. So I wanted to do something different. No one in our family had done it yet, and Christopher and I talked about doing one, and just things went back and forth, and eventually I just really wanted to do one. I just wanted to do something new, and I was like, who can I bug the most, and that will let me bug them the most, and that's my mother. And
yes.
So I didn't ask her, I told her that she was doing this podcast, and then after the first one, she goes, that was fun, so do I get to do it again? I was like, yeah, Mom, you're on it every time. You're the co-host. She goes, oh my goodness, you don't want other people? So.
It's a guaranteed weekly visit with you.
Yeah, so I thought that's
bonus.
Why I figured you'd be okay with it. Because you're seeing my face once a week.
Yes.
Except the week that Colleen did it. Did you miss not doing it that 1 week, Mom?
I did. But it was okay.
You're okay with it?
I'm okay. It's fun to have different people every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, we have guests. And
yeah.
Stephanie was a guest. Andrew's here today. He hasn't said much. Should we interview Andrew real quick?
We should.
Andrew, what's going on in your life?
Work, hockey.
Work and hockey? And how's hockey going for you?
Good. Started up the season. We're 5 games in.
That's good. If you guys didn't know, Andrew's a very good hockey player. He scored the most goals in his league last season. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah, Andrew's really good. I went and saw him he played at Staples Center with his friends, mm-hmm. just for funsies. Mm-hmm. so I got to watch him do that. That was good. Andrew's really good at hockey. All right. What's your favorite color?
Fluctuates, but typically blue or red.
Okay. Oh, red. I did not know that.
Adam's more of a red person, but...
Isn't it weird that every kid, if you have a big family, every kid has to have a different favorite color?
Yeah.
You can't have the same. It's impossible, because everything's color-coded at that point.
Yes.
So I wasn't allowed to like purple, because Colleen liked purple.
You could, but you chose not to.
And part of me wonders if it's influenced because of the parents, so that, like...
Oh, I get
it. Yeah, did you do that?
If they're doing the laundry, and it's like, oh, I know Adam wears the red shirts, Andrew wears the blue shirts.
Yeah, and so like... Because when you did Easter eggs, you used to buy different colored eggs.
Yes.
And so you do it based on our favorite
colors.
Because
I want it to be fair.
Yeah, so we'd all be fair, and you find your own eggs, there's not a lot of stealing, whatever. But Trent was always
green.
Christopher was probably bluish?
Maybe.
I'm assuming. Colleen was purple, and then I liked green and purple, but those... I couldn't have those colors because they already belonged to
I'm
Colleen
so
and
sorry.
Trent. I'm not mad at you.
You can like them now.
I do.
They can be your favorites now.
I like all colors now. I've gotten to the point where I don't think I have a favorite color anymore. Depends on the thing.
Colors are pretty.
I don't want my... I actually like black, but I don't want to paint my wall black.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to wear a black shirt every once in a while.
Exactly.
It just depends. But as a kid, you're forced to like a color.
I guess you are. That's true.
Yeah. You can't like the same one as someone else. Then everything messes up your color-coded system.
Well, you could do different shades.
That gets confusing.
Yeah, it does.
Who knows exactly what periwinkle is and all that stuff?
Well,
I don't know what periwinkle is. What is periwinkle?
I don't actually know.
What colors? What color?
I'd say it's blue. I'm guessing.
Periwinkle? I was thinking more of a red. Andrew's going to look it up.
Andrew, you go. You do it.
Oh, my goodness. do we have any other questions for Andrew? Besides, what is periwinkle?
What is periwinkle?
Periwinkle is like in between a purple and a blue.
Yes! I said both those colors. Oh! Alright, so it kind of looks like a lavender to
me. I've seen a periwinkle
flowers. Blue and violet family.
Nice. Violet's a pretty color.
Very pretty.
I love that this podcast has just turned into colors.
Yes.
It's me filling time because we're out of questions and we're out of info and it's 30 minutes in.
Oh, man. Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to plug, Mom?
No. Explore.org. Not sponsored, but I love that site. The Falcons have laid eggs.
The Falcons? I didn't know there were Falcons involved.
Yeah. They have laid eggs. The Ospreys have laid eggs. And the Eagle babies are growing fast. Get on there soon. And pretty soon, those bears are going to be out of their hibernation and down by the river.
I forgot bears hibernate.
Yes, they do.
I can't watch those kind of things.
What, the boring things?
Rachel!
Because you can sit there for 3 hours and nothing happened. Show me the highlights. Give me the highlights,
man. The baby
man.
Bears tumbling over each other. It is funny. They fall over the falls.
Yeah, and highlights. Give me the highlights.
No.
I agree with Rachel. The highlights things. But for me, it's more like, I don't want to see animals suffering.
So if
you show me like a cute video, I know that I'm going to enjoy it. But
because
it's
the highlight video.
Oh, the ASPCA video is coming out.
No, I don't see those.
I know, but you never know what you're going
to
get.
You're sitting there watching the eagles, and one of those little birdies could fall before it's ready to fly.
They have died, but...
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to see that.
Because I could invest so many hours watching this little birdie do absolutely nothing, and then one day it just die.
Well...
It's not a guaranteed happy
But you know
ending.
What it does? It raises your awareness to not use poisons on rats and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Varmints, because then the eagles eat those diseased animals, and that's why the baby died.
Yeah, guys, that's his thing. PSA announcement, don't use poison to kill
anything. Yeah.
Not weeds in your yard. Don't do it on animals. Don't do it like little rodents. Nothing. Cockroaches, don't do it.
Because I've seen that eagle baby die.
Are you about to say you use poison?
No. We had an exterminator come into work because it was infested with mice or rats or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't put out poison, but they put out those sticky traps.
Ew!
Yeah.
And the first thought in my mind was, anything that gets caught in there is going to starve to death.
Yeah.
That's a slow, yucky
and
death
that
for
just,
them.
Like, killed me inside.
Yeah.
Do it quick.
I don't want to think about that.
No. Yeah. I mean, I don't like killing anything, but if you got to do it quick.
Do it quick or relocate the critter.
Yeah.
If it's a skunk or a possum or a raccoon or whatever.
One time at my house, we had one of those kind of traps and a mouse got stuck to it. And I worked for probably 45 minutes to an hour to try to free it outside of the property. Like, I had a stick and I was trying to, like, I got it off, but it, you know, covered its belly in goo and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It got away, but it was one of those things where, like,
if good
I
for
wasn't
you
willing
for,
to
yeah.
spend that time, it would have starved to death.
Yeah. Didn't someone in the family set one and you just found a foot on the sticky trap?
I don't remember. I probably blocked it out.
Yeah, I remember that being a story.
No.
I don't think you set the trap.
Nope.
And I'm not going to name the person who did.
Dad?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You said raccoon. I would never just kill a... No, you trap a raccoon. There's no...
You should, yes.
There's not... Trap. I mean, I guess there are going to be people who do that. Yes. But...
And I'm talking about I'm living in a...
You're in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Is that what it is called? Mm-hmm. Just a neighborhood to me.
Yeah, neighborhood, suburb.
All right. Now that we've ended on kind of a sad note...
No, explore.org. It's a happy place to go and watch wildlife.
Yeah, are there highlight videos?
Yes, there is. You can just choose
to
watch... What's that thing on Instagram? What's it called? What's that word we learned?
Finsta?
That's it. If you want to just Finsta the real life stuff. You know what I mean?
That wouldn't be a Finsta though, right?
Finsta's the fake one. Finsta's the...
Like you're showing reality and not.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't even know
you
anymore.
You got what I meant.
I don't even know.
Do they show just like North American based or is it like...
All over. I watched one in Africa of the hippos, which are amazing, and giraffes and elephants. And
I adopted an elephant. I'm fostering an elephant.
Yay!
I don't remember the name of the place, so next podcast I will tell you the name of the place. It's the place Colleen does.
Nice.
So, yeah. So I just, it's easy.
Are the cameras set up in reserves or is it like in the wild?
It's in the wild.
Andrew is intrigued by explore.org.
They have a few cameras where they've taken animals that need help that can't survive on their own.
Like nature preserves.
Yeah, but they try not to intervene at all in the wild because that's wild. It's nature.
The wild. You gotta respect that.
And you should just feel lucky that you get to observe that, which most people don't get to.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, I think we're done for the day.
Okay.
Nothing else to add. I'm done. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. I love you. And, Mom, you want to close it out?
See you next time on All Things Internet. I should have said it angry.
Oh.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.